Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's never been easier to spend your money.
Oh, yeah.
You can always go out to the store and buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay for stuff instantly on your phone, brought right to you.
Yep.
Hell, you don't even need to be looking for stuff. They will blast you with ads.
Yes, they do.
Right in your face.
Mm-hmm.
So these still existing, period, seems a little insane.
Yeah.
And as annoying as these folks can be, don't you also kind of feel a little bit bad for them?
Oh, because they're hustling?
Well, you have to hustle to make money doing this.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Oh, we got a lot of Canandaigua stuff happening today.
Well, it's that time of the year, man. It starts heating up down that way.
You might be right. You might be right.
Summer fun.
Canandaigua is where we find a man arrested for just trying to make a living. Police say a 40-year-old man was going door-to-door trying to sell Frontier Services without a permit. Do they mean the communications company?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
He's trying to sell Frontier Communications?
Yeah, it just says Frontier Services. I'm not entirely sure what that is.
So he needs a peddler's license or something?
Peddler's permit is what they call it. He did not have the peddler's permit. And because of that, he's been charged with soliciting without a permit.
So they arrested him?
They arrested him.
Damn.
And the story made the news for some reason. He's got a court date coming up to answer for the charges. Okay, so I'm with you, man. Arrested this guy.
This kid is hustling in this heat and weather.
He's 40. He's not really a kid.
No, it's even worse.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
But past the point where I agree with you there, door-to-door salesmen still exist?
How?
Thank you.
First of all, if you're home, like you said, I'm putting on that Ring cam and pass. Unless you're dropping something off that I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
I ain't bothering.
With all due respect to you door-to-door salesmen out there, if there is one thing the world no longer needs, it's door-to-door salesmen. Because your dad did this when he got older, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he was selling cable service at that time because it was brand new, door-to-door.
But he did well with it.
Oh, he cleaned up.
Okay, so first of all, how many people are even home enough to answer the door?
Well, I guess some people are working from home, but they don't want to be interrupted. Yeah.
But even if you are working from home, you're thinking about weekdays. I'm talking my kids do everything all the time.
Right, so you're out and about.
I'm never at home.
Right.
Right? And to your point, you brought up, if I have a Ring cam, the kid's not even getting, he ain't pitching.
Right.
But we have had that before where we've answered the Ring cam and they go on to explain what they're there for and stuff. It's usually always something that has to do with your internet.
Okay.
But they will, I don't know if I'd call it a pitch, but they will try to extend the conversation through the Ring cam.
But who's buying, to your point? I can get anything I want.
Or if I'm interested, I'll look it up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
They got to be going away.
Yeah. Well, Kimmy has had them. I mean, this guy got arrested. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. You do see folks walking through neighborhoods all the time.
How are they eating?
I agree with you. But also, it's super dangerous for the folks that are going door to door.
I always worry about that, too.
Because, best case scenario in a bad spot, person who is alarmed or annoyed will call the cops. What happened here? Worst case scenario, you're catching a bullet from someone who decides
to threaten you.
Yeah.
Freaking dogs, too.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
But the biggest reason that door-to-door salesmen are completely irrelevant right now, and I say this seriously, what can you sell me on my front step that I cannot buy with my phone?
Nothing. There's nothing. What would it be?
Because, Tommy, the draw of the door-to-door salesman used to be the convenience of it.
Yeah.
I don't have to leave my house. I can buy a vacuum cleaner, set of encyclopedias, all the frozen food from the Schwann's truck.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love the Schwann's truck.
Oh, the meat truck, yeah.
God, it was great. We used to buy Nutty Buddies from them. You know, the ice cream company.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And for a time, that made sense.
Yeah. It's antiquated.
But, like, there, I cannot think of a single product that if I needed it, I can't have it delivered in, like, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I'd have to listen to a sales pitch, which nobody wants to hear.
Thank you. Like, I know, okay, like Kirby vacuums, they're sold door-to-door. You can only buy Kirby vacuums, if I'm not mistaken, from the door-to-door sales.
Yeah.
So I can't buy a Kirby vacuum online, but I can get a kick-ass vacuum.
I can buy any vacuum I want.
Thank you. Well, except for a Kirby.
I could probably buy a used Kirby online.
You probably,
right?
Are you allowed to do that? Can you look it up?
But if I own an old Kirby, I'm going to get rid of it?
So I seem to remember when I was selling.
You can't do that?
Kirby vacuum cleaners for 2 weeks. Like, there was something where, like, eBay would take them down. I don't know if it's still the same.
Really?
I have them on eBay.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
$20.
Maybe I'm wrong. We got folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get them. Black OVK Designs writes us.
Mm-hmm.
Brighton has them nonstop. Literally walk up and see your. Walk up and be like, I see your windows need an update. And the gutter guys, too, nonstop. Window guy came to my house. I already have new windows. He was, like, speechless. You'd think he'd have a better comeback. I have new windows.
Yeah, we've gotten those flyers.
Is it older neighborhoods they're trying on
Maybe.
Purpose?
Maybe. That would make sense.
Well, those are the places that need windows and gutters or stuff like that.
Well, I mean, and I would also think people that are accustomed to buying things door to door.
Yeah, but those people have got to be dying out. I mean, that's people older than me.
Yeah, you're right.
Are they
hitting
new homeowners? Like, I wonder if they're going to neighborhoods that are turning over to... Because if people are buying those older homes, maybe they're kind of stuck with the problems of those older homes, or maybe they are looking to upgrade more than an older person would
be. But that's like
services. Just kind of like running out the clock.
But that's like services, like landscaping, lawn mowing. But you're talking like buying products.
Yeah, like actual products.
Who needs it?
I mean, they must be making enough where it's...
Those guys have got to be starving.
Look, I would have thought the same thing, but they wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't making a little bit of money.
Yeah, but it's got to be a pittance. Like, think of how many doors you got to hit. Even back in the day, that was a miserable job when it was acceptable.
Well, look, man, I mean, I got personal experience.
I know you do.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this guy out in Canandaigua, 40 years old, was arrested going door-to-door trying to sell... Frontier Services, we're not sure what that is, without a permit. He did not have a peddler's permit, so the cops arrested him. And arresting that guy is one thing. Not great. But the fact that he exists as a human being.
Yes.
So it is very important to remember.
What is it?
As we listen, talk about this. Yes, these folks at Knock are annoying, and no, you don't want anything to do with them. But you shouldn't take it out on the person who is knocking on your door.
No. Like, as long as they take the hint.
I don't know, man, because you got to eat. It's like your dad said, ABC, baby.
We're like, yeah, but, you know, you get to that point, man, like, all right, we've had this conversation now, so really not going to buy your stuff.
Okay, all right, but
my foot's on fire. Yep, got to go.
Look, this guy in Canandaigua, we don't know if he owns whatever business he's doing work for, right? Because there's those independent companies that sell different products.
Yeah.
But if he's an employee, I feel terrible for this guy.
Yeah. He got busted on top of that, man.
So here's the thing. For those who have never had a door-to-door salesman's job, when you get these jobs, they promise you the world.
Yeah.
And they're very shifty about it. So when I was selling a specific product, that a company that makes vacuums door-to-door, they put an ad in the paper for interviews, right? And they had you come in and interview.
So you saw the ad?
I saw the ad in the want ad.
Would it say, do you suck? Yes.
Yeah, and that was weird because I saw your mom on the way.
Do you suck door-to-door, but... Tommy's mom?
Once again, sucking door to door. So it made it look like a real job.
Yeah.
So I go in and I sit down and I have the interview and the guy like makes me feel like $1 million. And I'm like, holy crap, I just nailed this interview.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out everyone that applied.
They
put you through training for 2 weeks, right? And when I was working, I don't know if it's still that way. It was commission only.
Yeah, so you don't sell, you don't eat.
You got it. If I did not sell a thing in 2 weeks, I put in 13, 14-hour days, because they drop you off in a neighborhood all over the Western New York region.
Yeah.
And you are there by yourself all day long until they pick you up in a van at like 7 o'clock at night.
Yes.
It is a freaking nightmare. And it was the worst job I had in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time when I was selling this vacuum, it cost around
$1,500. Which is insane.
You had to cold sell somebody $1,500 knocking on their door. But they sell you, they fill your head with these ideas that you're going to get rich. Like, it's simple, just follow the script. And you believe, man, like, I was believing that I was going to be a millionaire. They bring in some, like, really sharp-dressed guy to train you. And it's like, yeah, you know. He said, I remember him vividly saying this, I make as much as a doctor.
Selling vacuum.
And, yeah, he was like, you know. Really well, what I thought was well dressed.
Yeah,
at 18.
It's an act.
Jewelry, all this stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow,
you're like watching a play.
Yes, and I'm thinking they're like, whoa, these suckers that aren't doing this, what are you stupid? Man, I'm gonna be so rich selling vacuum cleaners to people. But I had nothing else going on.
No,
crappy comedy career at the time. So like, when you answer that door and you see that kid like stammering over his words, you got to keep in mind somebody sold him a load of BS.
That's true.
And, like, how is that kid supposed to know that he got lied to?
Well, he probably figures it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it took me
like, a couple days on the job.
It took me 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's always one person that's good at it. There was this one kid, man. He must have sold 5 vacuums
really?
In, like, the 2 weeks I was there.
That's insane.
So you just look at that one example, and that's what keeps you in it?
And they prop him up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like every bad coach you had in high school. Why can't you be more like Dave? Yeah. And it's a serious
He's
thing.
He's a hustler.
It's exactly what they say. Man, I have vivid memories. So, like, the reason I stopped doing the job is I didn't have enough money to eat food during the day.
You were forced.
No, like, Kimmy. So I remember we were dropped off. I think it was out in, like, the Newark area.
Yeah.
So they drop you off at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning. And it's up to you.
You canvass it all day.
Yes, I don't have my car either. So I'm just walking through neighborhoods. So, like, you got to go find food.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat anything all day. I was starving to death. And I had no money to buy food. And then I got yelled at on the ride home for not selling anything that week. And I was like, yeah, F this, man. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're driving a van with a bunch of guys who can't sell vacuum cleaners. You're going to yell at me. You're going to have my effing face. Man, I'm not going to take vacuum cleaner slander.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Laws exist to protect us, to maintain order.
Yeah.
A country without laws, Tommy, that's not a country.
No, it's falling apart.
But at the same time, it's important to know the laws we have.
Okay.
Because they serve a purpose. Not to punish, but to make life easier. And what we have discovered here in the break room this morning seems to lead to a bigger problem than we think that we have here in New York State.
What happened?
You are hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
If you have flirted with anyone this week.
Flirted.
You have broken the law in New York State.
There's a flirt law?
Yes. Currently on the books in the state of New York. And this is legit. You can look it up yourself.
Yeah.
If a police officer catches you flirting in any way, it is a $25 fine.
Why did they make that law in the first place?
When did they make that law is my question.
Oh, it's got to be from the 1700s.
No, the law was put on the books 125 years ago. And it was first put on the books to fight prostitution.
Oh.
I'm not making this up. And that $25 fine was lighter than the punishment they wanted to pass.
Yeah.
Lawmaker Francis G. Landon.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Tried to push a bill that would punish drunken flirting with a $500 fine.
Who had $500 back then?
Yes, in 1902, we did the math. That would have been $1 billion.
No.
Yeah, no, you idiot. $500 worth $1 billion.
I don't know.
Are you the dumbest person I've ever met?
No, but they always say, you know, if you invested in Coca-Cola at the beginning, you'd be a billionaire.
Yeah, I don't think they use compound interest in fines.
Oh.
I haven't paid my flirting fine in 150. Oh, no. Oh, no. How am I still alive is my question. But despite the fact that this is laughable now, and we haven't heard of anyone getting popped for flirting ever, it's still on the books. And by the letter of the law, if they wanted to, a police officer could detain you for flirting.
For flirting.
And that's not the only one.
What's that?
Did you know
what?
There are some cities and villages and towns in New York where if you want to hang your clothes on a clothesline, you have to pay for a license.
Really? Well, I just thought you had to be Italian. So you need a license to hang your britches?
Yes.
I kind of like that one.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's nasty looking, man. Nobody wants to see your skeeved up skivvies dangling in the breeze.
Nobody drives.
It looks cheap.
Okay.
You look poor.
You are proving.
Like it's a tenement house.
You're proving. Okay, it's funny. You're proving what an old man you are because this law first showed up when clotheslines debuted because folks saw them as an eyesore.
In the city.
In communities that were poorer.
Yeah.
But then again, there are several communities in New York where technically this law is still in the books.
I love this.
Bro, you're agreeing with a law from the 1800s.
They didn't want them in like the front yard?
No, we're talking like cities where like they would hang the...
They go, they go right across the building.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, and you kind of reel them in.
Exactly, yes. Is it time to clean up some of these laws that serve absolutely no purpose?
Well, of course.
But that's why I'm wondering if they stuck around for so long because it was harder to do away with them than it was to just kind of ignore them.
No, all you have to do is take a vote, really. Like, with all these laws, all you have to do is
I just thought the lawmakers could get together and just strike them down.
Well, yeah, that's what it would be. I mean, you can't just have one guy go, like, this isn't the law anymore, but it's very easy to do. And here's the thing. Every town, every village, every city, they all have dedicated town, city, village historians. Like, that's a job people get paid for. And there are laws and charters that exist in community libraries and town halls and such that they
horse have. Kissing?
What I'm saying is the documents that exist that they can go search. What is keeping these communities from sending in these historians, finding the stupid laws that serve no purpose, and eliminating
them? Well, I guess because they don't enforce them anyway, so what's the point?
Okay, so
wasting the time to do it. But you're right. I mean, they could go in and clean it up, but nobody's going to enforce the flirting law.
Unless there's still people that argue for it.
Well, you mean like the clothesline law that he just argued for?
I don't know.
I like that one.
It could be. Maybe it takes a few people to be like, no, I like that. Let's keep it.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I get why you would think that, you know, these laws are so antiquated, nobody cares about them anymore, that no one's going to enforce them.
You're right.
And it turns out you're wrong.
What happened?
For example, state of New York just reversed an over century-old law that made adultery illegal. Silly little thing.
Yeah.
Except for one woman in Canandaigua, like 15 years ago, who was charged with adultery.
Oh, on the park bench there in Batavia.
Yes, after an alleged incident in a public park. And the charges were eventually dropped. But that story made national news. Her name was everywhere.
So they still have, like, sodomy laws then?
Yeah. There are actually still states that charge people with sodomy.
How?
Don't do it loudly.
Well, it's going to get a little loud.
Unless you're cool. But, like, here's the thing, man. Like, that woman was charged with adultery. Her life was turned upside down. And I'm not saying what she was doing was good. I get it. The point is, she should not have been charged with that crime. And what she was arrested for should not have become a national news story. If someone had gone and found out, Tommy, that law existed and wiped it out, it would have saved that woman a ton of headache.
Yeah, it would have.
She would not have been embarrassed nationally. Right? But some police chief decided to take the adultery law seriously.
So he had to know who was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like in the back of his head.
I mean, look, means he's good at his job.
Oh, yeah, he's thorough.
Also means he's a little over-officious. And it is shocking what gets missed as time moves forward. For example, did you know that Mississippi was the last state in America to abolish slavery?
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's not the shocker of Mississippi.
You want to guess what year?
I'm going to say 80s or 90s.
Okay, 2013.
2013?
Mississippi.
Nope. We're getting around to it.
Mississippi did not abolish slavery in 2013.
Oh, they just forget it was there?
Kimmy.
No, they never forget it was there. It's pretty much, there's examples all over Mississippi.
So Mississippi was supposed to ratify the 13th Amendment, which wiped out slavery in 1865.
Turns out nobody can count past 11.
Because it's Mississippi, in 1865, they refused to ratify it. Yeah, because it's Mississippi.
So it just sat there.
And they forgot about it. So in 1994, a local official in Texas, doing what we're describing, going over old laws, realized it. And in 1995...
Man, when Texas calls you racist, you racist.
In 1995, Mississippi voted to outlaw slavery finally. But even then, they forgot to send the paperwork. So it wasn't until two other people realized in 2013... 165 years after the Civil War ended,
That things move a little slow in the cell.
Jeez, man. But, like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
And it's only because no one was paying attention.
Yeah.
Just like it's embarrassing that in New York State, it's against the law to wear slippers past 10 p.m.
Slippers.
That's a real law.
Like, outside.
No.
In the house.
At all.
Period. So, it is against the law in New York State to wear slippers past 10 p.m.
So why was that?
No idea. I have no idea.
Yeah, what would be the purpose of that in the first place?
Beats the hell out of me. But that's a law. And if you had some guy that was in charge of punishing people that was looking for a reason to get you, in theory, if you got those big furry bear feet on and it's 10:15, you're in trouble, bitch. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are a lot of laws in New York State, villages, towns, statewide, that make no sense anymore. We started talking about how statewide it is against the law to flirt in New York State. And if you are caught flirting by a police officer that wants to charge you, it is a $25 fine. And with all of these historians that every town and village and community and state employ, why are we not going back through the books to try and figure
clean
out
it up.
What still applies and what doesn't? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, explain to me why that would be a problem.
It wouldn't, but I mean, I don't know. Is there just one big-ass book of laws?
No, no. Every community has the ability to write their own laws. Every state.
Oh, so every community would have to do this. Yes. That's the problem.
Well, but no, because, like, look, man, I don't want to sound like a dick. Like,
too late.
The official historian of the town of Chilly.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I didn't know every town had one of those.
Most towns and villages have official. I don't know if it's a full-time job, but they have.
I hope it's not full-time.
No, there are some full-time historians. Like, the city of Rochester has a full-time historian.
I get that, but, like, I hope Pittsburgh doesn't have one.
Oh, they absolutely do.
If there was one town.
You are the town of historical plaques. You don't think you have a historian or multiple?
Kimmy, will you Google Pittsburgh historian? Because that name's going to come up. Official historian.
We have a law where two gazebos can't touch.
Really? Because you're breaking it.
I wonder if people are afraid to do this because they're afraid that people are going to start to challenge, like, actual laws that...
Because I'm standing up for that laundry
They do kind of need, you know what I mean? Like, it could be a slippery slope.
Okay. You know I hate slippery slope arguments, but let's make that slippery slope argument. Mm. Kimmy, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with debating what
well,
is
then
and
now
isn't legal?
It's all, they'll go to court, they'll sue,
but,
you know, we'll be jackassing around for 10 years.
Now you sound like an old man. I don't see a problem with having public debate about what should
be. You're
going to
have those town halls where everybody's standing up yelling at each other.
Look, I under...
What?
I thought you were going to do the voice.
What? You know what I mean? I don't want to see his filthy laundry.
Look, I agree with you. That would be you, by the way. That's you.
I'm going down.
I feel like it would get super petty.
It would.
Okay, fine. But, like, isn't that what this country's about? Like, I do
super
have...
Super petty?
No, I have the ability to show up and voice my opinion.
You do. But let a sleeping dog lie.
Okay. No, because, see, I love how guys like you who think this doesn't apply to them go, it's fine the way it is. Oh, my guy, everything's okay for me. I live in my wife's house, and I see two gazebos touching. I'm calling the cops. I got my slippers on, and it's 10:45.
Because there's probably some hideous law we don't know about that's still sitting there, and I don't even want to know about
it. So, no, that's why we should get rid of it. It's also an interesting study in where we've come from as a country, a community, a city, a town, or whatever.
All right.
Right? Okay. Like, what mattered to your
people?
But you
don't be digging up your town's dirty past.
You should dig up the dirty past. Why wouldn't you?
Every house needs one hanging tree.
So I think you do have multiple historians, by the way, in Pittsburgh.
Multiple historians.
Because there's a form that says, please use this form to contact the Pittsburgh historians.
Historians.
Doesn't even name them.
But no, serious question.
What's up?
Right? Like, I'm getting kind of sick of this argument that we shouldn't look into the past because we're going to find things we don't
like. Well, we already know we have some bad past.
So,
why drudge it up?
Because, drudge it up. Why learn from the mistakes we've made?
But we already know some of this. We know we had a dark past.
Yes. And there are people that choose not to acknowledge that, period. What is wrong with going, hey, look how much better we're doing now.
Okay, so you answered your own argument. Because
what?
There are people, like Kimmy said, that will agree with these laws.
Yes, and point it out. Yeah.
And now you've got every dick in the town hall.
We should go back to this.
Okay, I'll be frank. I want to know that. I want to know who that guy is. And you know what? If you want to live in
a...
Pretty sure he's my neighbor.
If you want to live in a community that still has this terrible stuff in it, I know where I'm not going.
I like head in the sand politics.
Yeah, because again, that's what you've lived your whole life. I don't need this money. I didn't earn this money. But if you miss a payment, God damn it, I'm coming for you. So we have multiple historians in Pittsburgh.
It seems like.
All right, get them on the books.
I want to fire them.
Why?
We need 4 or 5 historians walking around.
You don't pay property tax.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You don't own a house.
Oh, yeah. Hey, keep your jobs.
Doesn't it make you wonder, too, like as we talk about these silly laws that are still in the books? Again, the ones that we know about that we've discussed. It's illegal to flirt in New York State. It's a $25 fine if you're busted. That's been on the books for over 125 years. It is illegal in some towns, villages, communities in New York State to have a clothesline without a permit.
Good.
Permit for a clothesline. Tommy still wants that one. We learned that it's illegal to wear slippers past 10 p.m. in New York State. Mm-hmm. We don't know why that one exists. There's going to be a time.
A time.
Thank you.
An old raggedy time.
100 years from now, where laws that we've recently passed, people are going to look back at and be like, what the hell was that for?
Possibly, yes.
Like, doesn't it make you interested? Mm-hmm. Like, what we are passionate about now and what we are fighting to be like, this has to happen. Our great-great-grandkids are going to look back and be like, what a bunch of idiots.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
Every generation has that.
Yes. But, I mean, I don't
socially acceptable things now.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Again, you do the old man stuff.
What's that?
Socially acceptable. What is not?
That's the way things were.
Not fine.
No, no chewing gum on the canal path.
What are we, Singapore now? Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Tommy said, super petty. Now I have the image of Richard Petty in a cape, Burt Reynolds mustache, and a cowboy hat fighting crime, saving cats stuck in trees, stopping people from flirting. See, this is what you get when you don't want to.
And that guy's going to show up at the town hall.
Fine. I welcome him to show up at the town hall.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big weekend at the ballpark, Tommy.
What's going on?
You're getting extra baseball.
Wow.
Free baseball,
How
bro.
How is that?
Because of a cancellation yesterday, Thomas.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF joining us, as he does every home weekend for the Rochester Red Wings, our good friend, general manager, Dan Mason. Mace, how's it going?
Good morning, guys.
All right, let's start off. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, this is number one.
Yeah, in my humble opinion, this
number
is
one.
The best you do.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this is the only good thing you've ever done for this franchise. What'd you bring us today?
Jambalaya.
But it's loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded.
You got your shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
You got your chicken.
Uh-huh.
You got your sausage.
It's so good.
And
rice.
Sausage.
All right, like we're doing good for you. I would just let
it go. Yeah, you got to talk, you know, say Cajun-wise.
What does your Cajun sound like?
Andouille.
I don't know where you're from.
Webster?
Yeah, I'm picking up Webster.
This is...
Yes, it's a knockout.
Unbelievably good. All right, if I want to go, when can I get
that? Tonight.
Okay.
It's our food special tonight. You can get that at Black Angus on the first base side.
Yeah, it's worth
Jambalaya.
It.
Jambalaya. And it always goes quick.
Seriously. If you're going again, right, go get this.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We've talked about how hard it is to find good Cajun food in Rochester.
You can't.
And this, he hits it right on. Yeah. Your chef is, oh, it's so good. Thank you. Thank
of
you.
Course.
Okay, but past the Andorra sausages, what do you got going on at the ballpark?
Oh, what don't we have going on? Tonight is Popstar Night.
Popstar Night?
Yes. It's a new era of Red Wings baseball.
So are you calling it Popstar Night because you can't afford the rights to call it the artist you want to call it night?
Something along those
lines. Okay, gotcha. So if there's like one really famous
get the picture.
So it's like a tribute. It's a tribute to artists.
Yeah, one maybe one specifically in
who's
mind.
Had many eras.
Yes. Whose name we cannot say because he has not sold enough Andouille sausage yet.
Yes, but DJ Swifty will be there tonight.
Oh, DJ Swifty.
Yes. Wow.
Who's DJ Swifty?
He specializes in a certain pop star.
Oh, whose name we can't say.
Yeah.
Because once again, you won't open up your wallet, Mace.
No, it's not a. Well, it's a little bit of that. Anyways, DJ Swifty will be there spinning tunes, and we'll have Friendship Bracelet Station, and DJ Swifty will be playing music during the fireworks.
What is a Friendship Bracelet Station?
Where have you been?
So we need to turn to the pop culture expert on our show. Kimmy, would you like to explain the Friendship Bracelet?
Yeah, so this certain artist that we're talking about, Their fans are known for like loading up on friendship bracelets at concerts.
Oh.
And then you pass them out to other people. You exchange.
Okay.
It's like a big thing with like her fans. You make the bracelets and then you exchange with your friends and you kind of like collect them, I guess.
But I can purchase these at the.
No.
Well, he said it's a station.
You make, yeah, you make
can,
your own.
You can. We're going to have a make your own friendship bracelets.
Do I don't know how it works.
Do I have to pay for my materials?
I believe so.
Okay, never mind. All right. Take it back.
But we'll have everything.
I can buy one.
Can make, yeah.
If I want to buy one and give it to Pat.
Yeah. That'd be great.
For friendship.
Do great I buy idea. Two and I give you one and I wear one?
Yeah, because that's what we'd be asking.
And we don't give Kimmy anything?
Well, no. You didn't invite her to
your friendship bracelet.
Well, good, because we're not giving it to you.
Yeah, I would have given you a friendship bracelet. No, why the hell am I getting yelled at? No, not anymore. Not after that.
You're out.
Maybe I'll have my, I was thinking about taking my daughters tonight. Maybe I'll have my daughter make one and bring it to you.
That would be very sweet.
And you would have to wear it.
I would wear it.
Match my outfit, though.
You'd wear it?
Of course I would.
If it's not blue, are you going to tell her it's not your color?
Yeah, just make sure it's, you know, not too gaudy.
All right, so we got Pop Star Night tonight.
With fireworks. Ooh. And then tomorrow, we have a doubleheader now starting at 4:05. So great opportunity for some late afternoon baseball. Two games for the price of one.
So, I mean, by the way, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. That's unique to minor league baseball, by the way.
Doubleheader?
No, well, no, not the doubleheader. Two games for the price of one. When they play in the majors, they split the games off by 3 hours, so they get double the gate. You guys offer legitimate free baseball.
Free baseball.
Yeah.
Damn.
Two games for the price of one tomorrow. Also, as I alluded to, as I teased the last time I was here.
Look at Industry Mace over here.
Wild Fang t-shirts, the first 1,000 fans.
I'm so excited about this. So we talked about this last time Mace was here.
Wild Fang?
Wild Fang, the mascot from the early 90s over at Silver Stadium. Mm-hmm. He's like a bat-looking thing.
Yeah.
Wild Fang t-shirts. Okay.
And Tommy's favorite promotion of the year.
What's that?
It's Star Wars night on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So Star Wars characters roaming the stands. You can get your pictures taken with them. And then fireworks.
Okay.
Set to the Star Wars tunes.
All right, we got to get back. We got to back up here because you know you're a big fan of Star Wars. Night.
No. I'm glad they have something to go do.
They is in Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Okay. Because like if when I go, I'm going to see.
You're
going to
meet the people,
characters.
Plus, the players will be wearing their Baby Yoda jerseys tomorrow.
Oh, those are going to sell. Those super are
cute,
fast, right?
Yeah.
All right. So like, is there? There's a group that. You guys hire to come and be a part of the event.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, wait, these are actors?
I don't know if they're unionized.
So these are just people you hire, or they do it? Some people just do it for the love of the series?
Yeah. But like
they love dressing up in Star Wars.
Yeah, it's a fun Saturday night for people.
But don't they have like a name? It's like the Jedi and then a number Jedi.
Yeah, like
they
the 501st Legion, I believe.
Yeah. This is a real thing where they join a legion of Jedis and there are different legions all over the country.
Proud to serve.
Yeah.
All right.
And there are some where you have to like apprentice first.
I gotta practice walking around.
No. Well, I end with the lightsaber and stuff too.
I can do this.
No, you want to do it the right way if you're really trying to portray the character.
Was that you doing a lightsaber?
This is why you need practice.
Is that you doing? What are you doing? Star Wars the Broadway musical?
Yes.
I got a lightsaber here. I got a lightsaber now. I'm over here.
No, Carol Channing.
No, like, yeah. So you can't just join the Legion, some of these. You have to like... be like a hangaround for a year, and then all of a sudden now you're officially part of the Legion. Those people will be there on Saturday.
I believe the 501st Legion had to do an appearance in Buffalo. Oh. We will have another.
So they're in demand.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
We'll have another group there.
Okay.
All right.
500
portraying Star Wars characters.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So fireworks that night, but here's the thing. So we got something for everyone now. Your nerds checked off with Star Wars Night. By the way, is Wild Fang making an appearance on Saturday?
Yes, he is.
I want to be there Saturday so bad. I loved Wild Fang as a kid.
I don't think I was here for Wild Fang.
You were there.
You caught the end of Wild Fang.
Yeah, you were there.
Well, yeah, because every time
Silver Stadium.
Yeah, when you were walking around the stadium, kids kept coming up and trying to get their picture with you. I did not realize until just now.
What?
You look like a human version of Wild Fang.
Is that a good thing?
No. It's a bat thing with one tooth sticking out of its head.
Yeah. Like a saber-tooth bat, but only one fang. That's the name, Wild Fang.
Okay, so you got...
He'll be there.
So Wild Fang will be there Saturday. You got the nerds taken care of with the Star Wars evening. That'll be a lot of fun. Everybody loves that. You got the kids and, you know... modern, trendy folks taken care of with Pop Star Night on Friday. But maybe you're a baseball guy. Think, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is a baseball game, Tommy. It's a baseball stadium. Why am I not getting baseball stuff? And like to that, you would respond.
How about you get to meet Doc Gooden on Sunday?
That's huge.
Game time 105.
God damn.
Like, Tommy got legitimately excited.
Well, yeah, man. Right, that guy was a star.
And, like, it is.
His history is amazing.
It is. Like, his personal story is phenomenal.
The ups and downs, everything.
But, like, we were just talking about, like, Doc Gooden, you know, if you're over a certain age, is still a household name.
Yeah.
And people do not realize how short his peak was.
Yeah.
It was like a 3-4 year period.
He was a household name.
Yes, but he had a little renaissance with the Yankees afterwards. But, like, the fact that that guy's name lived on to this day, mm-hmm. with just that little period where he was dominant, tells you how effing dominant he was.
But is it also probably because it's such a good name? Like, sometimes those good names just really stick.
Okay, Kimmy.
Well, you get it coming out of school.
Baseball is the home of
good
names.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying there's lots of good names that people forget. Right, who were we talking about the other day? Dickie Lovelady.
Yeah.
By the way, he got sent back down to the minors.
Oh, no, already.
So Dickie Lovelady might be showing up against Syracuse, would be the Mets, right?
We're playing the Mets this weekend.
Dreaded
Syracuse Mets.
Will Dickie Lovelady's going to be in the building. Do you know Dickie Lovelady?
No.
Okay, so Dickie Lovelady, his name is Richard Lovelady, but for some reason, he insists on being called Dickie Lovelady.
All right.
He plays for the Mets.
He plays for the Mets. He was just, because he was DFA'd, yes. So he may not be there. But it's possible.
All right.
If you want to meet Dickie Lovelady
instead of Doc Gooden,
he'll be hanging out in the bullpen. Doc Gooden and Doc and Dickie. Tell me you wouldn't watch that buddy cop comedy.
That's quite a tandem. And Spikes and Mitzi's birthday on Sunday, and kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi after the game. It's also because yesterday was supposed to be our Duel of the Dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Where we play as the plates against the dreaded Syracuse salt potatoes. So Sunday, big rubber match. To see who wins the Golden Fork.
And for those who don't know, the Golden Fork is an actual giant Golden Fork.
It's the largest trophy in the history of professional sports.
How tall is the Golden Fork?
8 feet.
That's one big ass fork.
Yeah, giant.
8 foot tall fork.
Way bigger than it needs to be.
Can I ask you a question, Mace?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because, like, all this is awesome. You know you have other weekends you have to do stuff with, right? This is like 12 promotions in 3 days.
Yeah. We're packing it in.
Seriously.
Let's go.
Are you canceling the season next week and not telling anybody?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
No. We always have a ton of stuff going on.
No, I know, but it seems like this weekend.
But Doc Good, that's a huge one, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand.
Are you telling Dan Mason?
Yes.
I think I understand.
Because he doesn't seem that excited.
I'm very excited about
Doc Good.
No, he
doesn't seem like it, man. Like, if I had Doc Good coming to my office, I'd be over there right now getting things ready.
Oh, it's all ready.
How would you get things
cleaned
ready?
Up?
I don't know. He's
looks
a superstar.
Good.
I want him. If I meet Doc Good in your position, I want him to like me.
So what would you wear?
Oh, I'd be like this.
So he's done.
So you're ready to.
He's
ready.
Yeah, this is so Doc Gooden.
Yeah, no, Doc Gooden. You look like every guy in Pittsburgh.
And I love how you're like, you got to get your office ready. So what would you do?
I'd make sure I'm on point. Like, everything he likes is going to be there.
Okay, like his favorite foods?
Well, some of the things I can't have there.
Uh-huh.
But the regular stuff I could have.
You can go meet Doc Gooden on Sunday. Are you going to go?
I'm thinking about it.
No, you're not. You're not going to go. Like, I love you. Oh, this is awesome.
How much is parking?
I'll take care of you.
No, I don't want to be taken care of. I'm not Brother Weeze driving his Lincoln Town Car all over your Walk of Fame. Legitimate thing that happened.
All right, so just to recap, tonight is Pop Star Night.
Pop Star Night with fireworks featuring DJ Swifty.
Awesome.
All right. And then Saturday, we've got a doubleheader now. Game time 4:05. The first 1,000 fans, and gates open at 3, will get a Wild Fang t-shirt.
I want that t-shirt so bad.
A lot of kids your age.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, this was a big part of our childhood. Maybe that's why I ended up becoming friends with Tommy. It was a subconscious need for Wild Fang's approval.
We also have fireworks and Star Wars night on Saturday night. Right. Players will be wearing their Star Wars jerseys.
We have people asking questions.
Okay.
Rick asked us on Facebook, am I allowed to bring my lightsaber to Star Wars night?
Oh, that's...
That's a no.
Yeah, no.
That's a goddamn no.
Yeah.
Grown man with a saber. You leave that thing in a car.
What? Some people have a passion.
You can't have people swinging that thing around, putting somebody's eye out.
I don't want that. Look.
Knocking jambalaya out of my hands.
Well, good thing. Well, that's on Friday night, not Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stupid. Why don't you listen to Dan Mason?
I did.
He's describing what's happening at Innovative Field. Well, good thing he asked, because he would have showed up and he would have had to put his lightsaber back in the car.
And then Sunday, Doc Gooden signs autographs. So get there early. Gates open at noon. He'll be signing autographs on Sunday, and then also our Duel of the Dishes on Sunday, and Spike's and Mitzi's birthday.
Can I nerd out for 1 second?
Yeah.
Well, because, like, like, when there's, like, a baseball legend in the building, the energy is just different.
Well, sure, it has to be.
I was there on Father's Day, and Dusty Baker was there signing autographs, right? And it's just like, even if you're not standing in line, like, you walk down the concourse, like, oh, my God, there's Dusty Baker.
Yeah,
like, he's right there. Oh, my God, is that good?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at him right there.
But this is bigger than Dusty Baker. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, look, I'm not going to have this debate with you.
Dusty would agree with me.
Bro, Dusty Baker was the first NL championship MVP. He had like a 20-year major league career and then became one of the best managers in baseball history.
But
Dusty will be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, I get that, but in the cool factor.
No, Dusty also cool.
Doc is bigger than Dusty in the cool
factor. Dusty is unbelievably cool. You just don't know Dusty Baker.
I know enough of him. He sounds like a NASCAR driver.
No, like, you're such a bitch. Like, just because you didn't watch sports, but then, like, Doc Gooden became, like, a cultural phenomenon, so you know his name.
What did he become?
A cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, that didn't happen to Dusty Baker. Nobody likes Dust.
No, did too, because when Darren Baker, now Rochester Red Wing, was almost run over at home plate by J.T. Snow and was saved, that became a cultural phenomenon.
I remember reading about it in the New York Times the next day.
It was in the New York Times the next day.
Was it in the New York Times?
And Dusty Baker.
By the way, according to Trump, the Times is dead.
Dusty Baker, by the way, said in an interview recently, he has the picture. Do you remember this?
No.
So it was game 6 of the World Series in 2001?
What did he do?
They were playing the Angels.
Was he a coach then?
No, he was the manager of the Giants.
Yeah.
His son at the time was 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His son was the bat boy. Adorable.
At 3?
At 3 years old. He's got his jacket
on.
That's
bad parenting. Go ahead.
He had done this to 50 games before, no problems. Yeah. He just wanted to hang out with his dad, really cute, right? So somebody hits a shot into the gap, bounces off the wall. Now, it's the World Series.
Yes.
Okay. Guys are circling home trying to go. J.T. Snow, who was a Giant at the time, crosses home plate while Darren Baker, now Rochester Red Wing, is running to get the bat at the dish.
How cute.
He sees this happening. There's more plays happening at the plate. He grabs Darren Baker by the scruff of his collar, J.T. Snow, the player, as he's crossing home plate.
Wait, he slides with the kid?
No, he didn't slide. He scores standing up in the World Series while simultaneously
holding a child.
Yes, grabbing Darren Baker by the collar, picks him up with one arm into his things, doesn't yell at the kid. He, like, pats him on the butt, like, hey, buddy, don't do that anymore. Darren Baker, the consummate professional he is, after almost getting crushed at home plate, gets the bat, brings it back home.
Okay.
Dusty Baker said he has a photo of everybody that was involved in the play, the umpire, the catcher, J.T. Snow.
Child Services.
autographed it, hanging in his home.
Very cute story. I've never heard that story.
If you've never seen this video, go to YouTube right now. It's one of the funniest, scariest, awesomest baseball moments of all time.
And the fact that you have to tell me about it tells me that Doc's a bigger name.
Okay, or you just don't pay attention to crap.
I pay attention to Doc Gooden. I always listen to my doctors.
Can I one more quick story before I let you go? Does Darren Baker, like, does he get frustrated when people bring that up? Because that's got to happen all the time.
No, he doesn't get He's cool about it.
Okay. They reenact it every year.
I'm going to bet J.T. Snow's back's killing him. All right, fine. Mace.
All right, guys.
Awesome. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Great to see you.
And, you too, man.
Let me know.
I should bring in the excitement.
a lot of things going on. I told you about Doc Gooden today.
I'm more excited. Go clean your office.
He's being a dick today. I don't know why. He's just been in a
mood. It's weird. I'm being mean today. Something new I'm trying out.
All right, let's take a break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.